A little bit more for my decision.
Sure.
Tree Street situation?
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right, everyone, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the November 20, 2019 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Gottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me and to make recommendations on development agreements. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file. We do have a process that we're going to use today for our hearing. We'll take each item separately. For each item, staff or county representative will present make their presentation. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence, knowing that the applicant has the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable laws and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against a project, you'll be given that opportunity to do so. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, then I'll certainly give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make, because the applicant does have the burden of proof. If you're going to testify, come on up to this microphone here at the empty table. I'll have you state your name and address. If you're going to give evidence, I'll swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, you may do so. I have the option of following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Attendance roster is near the entry of the hearing room. If you haven't signed in yet, you can do so on your way out. It's important we keep an accurate record of who is at the meetings. And your cell phones, please check them and either turn them off or put them in the silent mode at this time. It's a courtesy to everybody else to take time out of their day. And then accept as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearing and requests for reconsideration. My decision on the second matter, the plat amendment, will be final and conclusive unless it is appealed by means of what's called a land use petition action, and that appeal has to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision, and if it's not timely filed, the appeal will be barred. On the first item on today's agenda, the development agreement, that matter is a recommendation made to the County Board of County Commissioners, and they will make a final appeal of the decision on that matter. I have reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals we heard today. I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for the second item and all the attachments to the staff report, including all the application materials, and agency comments and public comments, and receiving and reviewing that file of record, as well as the proposed development agreement for the first item, I'm not having any communication regarding any of the items around today's agenda. So if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to come forward and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. Again, as I indicated, this is a a request for a development agreement. Sent by Public Works, I have reviewed the development agreement. Can you identify yourself for the record?
Sure, I'm Josh Patrick, Assistant Director, Chelan County Public Works.
So I've reviewed, I need the proposed development agreement. I need a little bit more context for this so that I can I have an appropriate recommendation to the County Commission.
Sure, all right. Thank you, Mr. Camp. So a quick description of what brought this agreement together is in July of this summer, there was a major rainstorm down in the south end of Wenatchee. Our existing culvert that crosses School Truck Road, it empties into private property. It's a traditional drain channel. What happened was it eroded the bank, which destabilized or could potentially destabilize the road, but then it also washed a lot of debris, damaged some homes down on private property. So as Public Works, we were going to go in and repair the embankment to restabilize the road, which, like as I stated, that is on private property. It's outside county right away. We hired an engineer to develop a design and would typically move forward with working with the property owner to get easements, those kind of things to construct the work. So we'd been in contact with the property owners of the School Truck Creek Community LLC, the trailer park down below, just so we're all working together on the same page to get this damage fixed as soon as possible. So one approach, in lieu of us just going in, constructing our project, and then them coming through later, we approached them as if we could do some kind of a joint project so it could get all constructed at the same time. And that's kind of what this agreement is trying to get accomplished. So we hired an engineer, they did design to repair the road itself, and then this same engineer is working with the property owner to design the remainder of the drainway channel to get it through their property into School Truck Creek.
Your part of the repairs, where you're paying them the money, is for the road repairs?
Yes, is what we would have went in and did to complete the road repairs.
And the, for lack of a better word, the homeowners group, School Truck Creek community, then they are on their own going to pay for the drainage, if you will, through the property, where it enters at the top of the hill and exits down by the roadway?
Correct.
Is there anything else from this time?
No.
Anything from staff on this? Any member of the public come to testify about this? All right, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing, and I'll have a written recommendation made within the next 10 days. Okay, the second item on today's agenda is a continuance of an item that was on the agenda. What do we have here? September 18, 2019, and this is for application PA 2019-004, which was an amendment for a request for application for a plat amendment submitted by Mr. Caldwell to remove the note on the face of a Three Lakes Community Pub Estates plat. Again, this relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. As this is a continuation of the hearing from September 18, 2019, all the items admitted to the record at that hearing are still in the record at this time. The matter was continued because of the hearing examiner's interpretation of the county code, which required all members of the association's signature for this plat amendment and removal of plat note that's also a conditional approval. So with that, I'll turn this matter over to staff for their presentation.
Yes, thank you. So again, going off of what had been stated, one of the main items of concern was Chelan County Code Section 12.22.020, which relates to plat alterations. and specifically number 3. And it essentially says that if there is a restrictive covenant at time of the approval of the subdivision, the application for alteration would result in a violation of a covenant. The application shall contain an agreement signed by the parties subject to the covenants, provided that the parties agree to terminate or alter the covenants. So, yes, restrictive covenants were recorded with the plat that did state that no structures could be located closer than 25 feet to the front property line, which is what we're doing the plat alteration to remove. With that, the applicant went to the Homeowners Association, which staff had also been in communication with, and they have provided a written agreement from the Board of Directors that says that it is their intention to revise their protective covenants. To summarize, this would allow other members in the Three Lake Estates to benefit from the county variance process when applicable without the issue involving the covenants. The covenants were drafted approximately 54 years ago. At that time, when deemed that Chelan County zoning would not protect the community in relation to setbacks. But since the county's zoning setbacks, they think that number 4 seems redundant. Number 4 is the covenant that addresses the setbacks. So I can provide those to you.
Sure. I'm going to mark and admit this into the record as Exhibit 1 because I haven't seen this yet. It's a November 14, 2000. 19 letter from the Vicki Young, Board President, and Lars Peterson, Architectural Review of Three Lakes Estates. Is this the original?
Yes.
So I'm going to end up giving this back to you and then have you. This is a 2-page document. Well, I'll call it Exhibit B, the second page actually, because it looks like it's an email from Lars Peterson to his board in various matters. So exhibits 1 and 2 are admitted into the record. Okay, is there anything further from staff?
Just one last point of clarification. So for this type of amendment, because it does affect, you know, the plat as a whole, it was required that 50% of the homeowners sign it, the application, which was achieved. And nothing further from staff unless you have questions for me.
Letter November 14, 2019, signed by the president, presumably on behalf of the board of directors.
Yes.
I don't know if that complies with the requirement of 1222.03. Subdivision is subject to strict coverage for the time approval of the subdivision and the file. Subdivision and the application for alteration would result in violation of covenant, which is the application shall contain an agreement signed by all parties subject to the covenants, providing that the parties agree to terminate or alter the relevant covenants to accomplish. So, I'm not sure that that complies with your news. Signed by all the parties. Do you have any initial comment on that? Or
well, the only thing I can think to add is that the covenants are created by the Homeowners Association, not every party from that owns property within the subdivision. So by the Homeowners Association agreeing to amend those covenants, they're the ones that do the
covenants.
Yeah. It's poor wording.
Change first.
Yeah.
And I don't imagine we'd be here that time we examine this change. The applicant ready to proceed? Fowell, you want to come on up? All right. State your name again for the record.
Ron Caldwell.
All right, the address for you, sir?
3053 Flamingo Street.
Okay. And Malachi Malika?
Yes.
Would you raise your hand and you swear a firm penalty perjury and testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
So we're just a continuation of the matter from way back when, and in September, you've heard my comments. What would you like to tell me?
Well, like I said, it started back June of 18 when I started doing this. And every time they asked me to do something, I did it. And I got the variance, and then they told me, no, I couldn't have the variance after they okayed it. And then they told me I had a bunch of other things to do, and I've done all the geo permits, I've done everything. And then I was told, it kind of got drug out, and I've been trying to get answers for about a year. And then I was told that I needed to go and get the majority of the people to sign it. And I spent 3 weeks going around the neighborhood, and I did all that, and then you come, and I come in here, and then you told me, no, that's not good enough. That's what you said, that wasn't good enough.
The signatures of everybody.
Huh?
You got to have the signatures of everybody that's a member of the homeowners association. That's what I said.
Well, you just said you had to have the homeowners approve it. That's what you said. You can read whatever, if you have a receipt of what you said, that's what you said. I was here.
Well, if that's what you remember me saying, my position on this hasn't changed since September 18th. All the homeowners have to sign off on this to have it happen, since it's still an existing covenant. If it wasn't an existing covenant, if the homeowners association has done what they said they're going to do, then we might be in a different story, but we're not there. The covenants are still the covenants. They haven't been changed.
Well, apparently Emily and these guys got the same opinion that I did.
Right, then I'm sorry you did. That's not
because
correct.
That's what they just, that's why they brought this up, just because of this, of what was said here at the last meeting. We do this and then it'll be fine.
I apologize for that.
Well, I've told these guys this before. I'm going to say it here now. You know, it didn't have a lot of bearing on what's been done. But I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1970 during the Vietnam War. I enlisted. I didn't get drafted. I went because it was my duty to serve my country, I thought. My duty to do my thing. I got out. I have a family. I voted in every election since I was 18 because I figured that's my duty. I voted for every school bond because they paid for my kids, I'm paying for their kids. That's the way things work. And I've done everything I can by the book. And I've been in here 3 times now to this place up here. And every time the goalpost gets moved, every single time. I've done all I can in my life to live by my own rules, which I expect other people to live by rules too, and follow up what they said. And that's what you said, and these people heard it the same way because that's what they told me to do. I got it from the Homeowners Association. And now you're moving the goalpost again. Why is it that somebody that's done everything that he can possibly do, every time I come up here, it's another thing to do? Why is that? If my name had been Matheson, damn thing would have been done by now.
Paul, thank you very much for your service. Second of all, if your name is Matheson, that has no impact on
you. Okay.
Third of all, I apologize if there was a misunderstanding. I don't have the option to ignore for you or the Mathesons or the county commissioners what the rules and regulations are as I read them.
Why don't you listen to what they have to say at the planning department?
I am the one that makes the decision. The planning department All I am is looking at the code, Mr. Caldwell, and it says that if the subdivision is subject to restrictive covenants, which were filed at the time of the approval, and the application for alteration would result in violation of a covenant, the application shall contain an agreement signed by all the parties subject to the covenants, providing that the parties agree to terminate and or alter the covenant. So you don't have that.
What is it exactly you want me? I want it written down now this time.
I'm telling you. Number one, you got, as I see it now, you can do two things. You get the signatures of every single member of the homeowners association, or you go through your homeowners association process and you eliminate that covenant so it's no longer a covenant that is in violation of this plat amendment. Those are the only two things that I can see that could be done. So I apologize if you had some confusion. It's just something I can't ignore. I can't say, well, gee, Mr. Caldwell, you know, I know you've been through the...
Why don't we do this at the very beginning instead of waiting for a year and 6 months? At the very beginning, the first time I come in here, I wasn't told this. I was not told this. And they can agree, I was not told this the first time I came here.
I'm not going to argue with you. So.
Well, good, because that's the truth.
Tell me what you want to say, and I'll let you have your say.
This thing, I had to pay $875 to go around myself and get the signatures I got. And that cost me $875. I had to pay $800 for a geo permit, and the guy come out with a spoon and dug two holes. I had to pay $1,000 for a variance that I eventually got back. I had to pay another $110 to the Public Works Department, another $100 to the Health Department. I haven't got that money back. I've been paying all this money out. Not only that, but I went down and got a list of supplies again from a year ago, and the price has gone up $1,300 just to build my damn garage. It's a garage. It's not a building. All I want now, black and white. What the heck do I have to do? And I don't want to come up here again for the fourth time and say I haven't done what I was told to do. I want it down in black and white, what I need to do. Pardon?
Anything else you'd like to add?
That's it.
All right, thank you very much. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? Further from staff, Mr. Caldwell, I'd ask, I hope you don't leave, because I'm going to make a suggestion, but if you leave, anything further from staff?
The only recommendation staff has is, being that we do have an agreement from the Homeowners Association to re-record, just to recommend that prior to finalization of the final plat alteration, that those covenants be recorded. So as a way to move forward, but not hold up the process, but it wouldn't be finalized without the recording of the restrictive covenants as reflected in the agreement.
My problem is I don't know what the Homeowners Association is going to do. I don't know if they're going to fully amend the offending covenant, or partially, or what they're going to do, and whether you're going to be then faced with having to interpret what they've done, whether there's one or two or five covenants that need to be amended to take care of this. They need to be not amended, they need to be eliminated, presumably. So. Make my decision now, or I can once again, so that there's no new filing fees, because I would deny the application as it is right now, I can continue it once again so that the board can make their decision as to what they're going to do with the covenants. And if that amendment is consistent, then the offending covenant is no longer there, so that the plat amendment doesn't conflict with an existing covenant, then that this provision that I've been reading wouldn't apply, because the covenant is no longer exists.
Well, they're not going to do that.
The Homeowners Association isn't going to amend the covenants?
They might amend it by taking out that one sentence. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Taking out all the covenants.
I'm saying that your Homeowners Association is going to have to amend their covenants so that it is not a violation of what you're requesting to be done for the plat amendment. So your plat amendment is, let's remove this one line, and the covenants have that one line in it, then what you have to remove is that one line so that the covenants no longer are in disagreement with the proposed plat amendment that you want to have.
Well, isn't that what the board said, though?
I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is that they wrote a letter saying, someday we're going to do this. And the county is saying, well, let's just not finalize this thing until it all gets done. And quite frankly, I'd rather have it all done when it gets in front of me so that I issue a decision saying that this provision in the Chelan County Code doesn't apply because it's not in disagreement with any of the covenants. So I don't know how often I don't know how you amend your covenants in your homeowners association. Most of them, it's a fairly complicated process. So I can continue it to try to do that, or I can decide whether or not I'm going to adopt the county's position and say no permits can be issued until after the covenants are amended.
Staff would like to add one last point of kind of clarification. So with this, your decision is essentially our preliminary approval. So they still have the finalization of recording the plat alteration. So I mean, by putting the specific wording that number 4 of the restrictive covenants must be or shall be corrected prior to that final plat alteration, I don't know if that would satisfy your hearing examiner.
All right. So I don't know either.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about it right here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the record open until Friday. I want staff to be able to send me whatever proposed condition that they wish to send, if they have any additional conditions. If there is a request to keep the record open past Friday from you, Mr. Caldwell, I'll consider that. If not, then the record will be closed on Friday, and I'll make a decision based upon what the evidence is in front of
me. No, I don't want to close it if it's going to be a negative on it. What do you think?
Don't ask me that.
Huh?
Don't ask me that.
I don't ask you?
I don't know.
Here's the deal, Mr. Caldwell.
So what's the, I don't understand the Friday thing. I'm confused.
Covenants through a homeowners association.
Okay.
I don't know what your bylaws say, but my guess is it's a fairly complicated process. Not just something your board of directors probably can do. Most likely it takes a vote of the membership in order to change the covenants. Mm-hmm. That's my guess, because my work in private practice, that's what I have seen. I've never seen one where the board of directors are given a green light to change the covenants however they want to change it. So there's going to have to be some sort of process that involves all the residents out there to change the covenant. So regardless of what the board says their intention is, that's not going to get you where you want to go anyway. The more I think about it here, I'm not in disagreement necessarily with the county's suggestion, that the final plat approval cannot be, can be finalized, and therefore no permits can be issued until the plat amendment has been done. Once that plat is final, plat amendment is finalized, then be able to apply for a permit and obtain it. So I don't have any great disagreement that I can think of right now with the county's suggestion that says you've got to have the pending language out of the covenants removed prior to the plat amendment being finalized.
What's the Friday thing? I don't understand that.
I want staff to present me with their proposed language for a condition of approval. That's basically, I imagine, going to say something to the effect of no final approval until the covenants are amended by the homeowners association to remove the specific offending language.
So if I don't continue it past Friday, then it's...
Then I will issue a decision.
And which will be...
Right now, I'm likely to follow the county's recommendation to grant the permit subject to this, the covenants being amended. Not done. You're not out of the woods. The covenants will still have to be amended.
And that's how it was before anyways.
So it'd be best for me to leave it open for a while, is what you're saying, probably.
You're not gonna get the covenants amended. I think you're gonna have to do that process one way or the other. The covenants are gonna have to be amended before you build your garage. It's not just gonna be my decision, even if I said yes, I'm granting it. The rule is then, wait, you've got to get your covenants amended in order for you to build your garage according to the plat amendment. You wouldn't have that offending language. So, trying to be reasonable and I'm trying to stay within what I'm obligated to do. Commissioners would have said, God can't, you're free to ignore any portion of this code that you think is fair. I have a different idea of what I can do, but I don't have that authority.
Is there a, because there's several people out there that have already built, in fact, my neighbor, I'm not going any closer to the road than what he is, and he did his several years ago. And there's other people out there, so where are they at then? Where is there a precedent set if they do it?
Well, every application in front of me is a new application. Now, I don't know what their circumstances were, if they just went out and built one.
No, I read his permit and his variance. It was signed by the county.
So I don't know when you came and you told me that you came and got a variance that was granted, and then the county said something about no. I don't know anything about that. All I know is that what happened when I left, when I made my decision. So I think it could be a very reasonable thing for you to do, Mr. Caldwell, is to say, no, let's close the record on Friday. Telling you that my decision would be to grant the permit, but to have a condition in there that says that the covenant has to be amended before the plat alteration can be finalized. Once the plat alteration is finalized, I'm not prejudging anything here, but here it would just be a building permit issue at that point.
This is kind of the last hurdle.
Well, you got to get the plat amendment. Or not the plat amendment, you get the covenants amended, or the alternative that's stated here in the statute is you got to run around and get everybody's signature, say that they agree. That's not gonna happen. So now you need to go through the process of getting the covenants amended.
Do I need everybody's or just the majority?
Depends on what your bylaws say about how you amend covenants. It's probably a super majority, but maybe it is just a simple majority. I don't know. It's certainly, I would find it really unusual if it said it had to be 100%.
Yeah.
Did
everybody I talked to so far, I went around and got all the signatures, nobody said no.
Well, and maybe, I guess, I don't know what the process is for your homeowners association. It might be just as easy, it might be as simple as calling a meeting. I don't know. I don't know how you amend your covenants. My homeowners association is a pain in the rear, so
So I just need to change, to have that amended, that one sentence in there, is that right?
You have to have, is that the, let me ask that, is that the only problem with the covenants?
Yes, it's number 4A. One line.
4A.
Yep.
Parentheses, small a, close parentheses?
Yes.
Is there anything above 4? Is it A4?
It says, no, 4 dot building location, semicolon, parenthesis, A, parenthesis. No building shall be located on any resident lot nearer than 25 feet to the front and the side street line.
So that's what needs to be removed?
Correct.
See it in black and white in my decision.
Okay.
Do what? No, I'm sorry.
See it in black and white in my decision. Exactly what needs to be removed.
I appreciate that. I want to know for sure this time.
Okay.
Yeah, well, my gut is that it should have been done. If at all, it should be done first or to get all the signatures, but based on staff's recommendation, my decision of what you, most of the stuff, usually things have to be done first before you get the, you're not going to get your final until this is done.
Okay.
Or you can't get a permit until this plat amendment is finalized.
But I can end it Friday and still do that though and get a permit, right?
I don't know what you're saying. What? Friday, she's just going to give me confirmed language for a proposed condition of approval in my decision. Then I'm going to issue a decision. Mm-hmm. And that decision will likely say that the plat needs to be amended so that 4a is removed. Not the plat, the covenants need to be amended.
Okay.
So that 4a is removed before the plat can be, alteration can be finalized.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, a letter from the president is not going to work. It has to be, that document, that covenant document has to be amended.
So does every board member have to sign? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what your bylaws say. You have to follow the process set forth in your bylaws.
Okay, if my bylaws just say that those two people had to sign it?
If your bylaws are that strange, then
they can be really strange.
Then you, but it has to, you have to follow the bylaws and then to amend the covenants, and then the covenants will need to be recorded so that everybody knows, okay, these are now the new covenants, and then the plat alteration can presumably be finalized, and then when that plat alteration is finalized, then you can walk in and
all right. That's it.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm sorry. No.
Anything further from staff?
Only that the covenants are Exhibit C in the staff report for your reference.
They're Exhibit what?
C. And nothing further. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the record open until Friday at 5 p.m. to confirm, for the county to confirm that the proposed conditions of approval are what we would like them to be. At that time, Mr. Caldwell, the record will be closed and we'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days of Friday. We have a holiday coming up, so I'm going to make sure that it gets out, the decision gets out before Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I'm
very
serious about this.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll meet you in the office. Okay. We'll talk about stuff. Thank you.
I don't believe we have anything else on the agenda, so I'm going to now adjourn this.
Yeah, one other thing. You have Gideon?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Plat Amendment 2019-002 with a two-lot short plat. And this was also continued from the meeting on September 18, 2019. I received some communication about this from Ms. Strother, but do you have any information on this that we can put on the record?
The applicant and owner has withdrawn their application for a plat alteration and the short plat, correct.
All right. So, and I just heard about this yesterday. So the application's been withdrawn, so there's no decision ever been made. Thank you very much. Okay, now there's no other items on today's agenda, so I'll now adjourn this November 20, 2019 meeting of the Klein County Hearing Examiner, and thank you for coming. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.